The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, Kanye West's permission to travel to the UK this summer has been blocked by the UK government. The rapper, of course, was set to travel to the UK to headline the Wireless Festival in London, and the Wireless Festival itself has now been cancelled after the rapper was blocked. And for more on this emerging story, we're joined by Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist. Vinny, this is very fast-moving. Bring us up to speed with what exactly is going on. Hello, do we have Vinny there? Hello, Vincent, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
While we're getting Vincent, lots of texts coming in, Ciara, on the landline.
I know.
Our little,
loving them.
Our little trip back to the 1980s and 90s. Listener says, we were the only house in our rural area with a landline phone for years, and we take messages for neighbours. One message was for a neighbour whose wife had given birth. She was the father of three girls and was really hoping, or he was the father of three girls and was really hoping for a son. My mum didn't know how she was going to tell him his wife had given birth to twin daughters. He did eventually get a son.
A big family. But we are now joined by Vincent McAvinney, London-based journalist. Good evening to you, Vinny.
Good evening.
I was just saying that Kanye West, his permission to travel to the UK has been blocked. He was due to headline the Wireless Festival, and the Wireless Festival itself has subsequently been cancelled. This is obviously quite fast moving. Tell us exactly what's happened and what we know.
Sure. Well, in some ways it is. But I mean, I got wind of this about a week ago and called the promoters who are Festival Republic. They're owned by Live Nation. They didn't reply to anything for basically a whole week until yesterday on this. But I did speak to Jewish organizations. I spoke to the local MP, to the council, to the Home Office, and those corporate sponsors who have all dropped out one by one over the past week. There were concerns from the local council. They were seeking reassurances on this. There was huge concern from the Jewish community. Finsbury Park is near to what is essentially the sort of most Jewish part of London. There is a huge, vast neighbourhood on the edge of it. And so this has kind of moved as politicians have been questioned about it during the course of the week, the corporate sponsors pulling out over the weekend, and now finally the whole festival just collapsing on itself today.
And Vinny, remind us what it is that Kanye West, currently calling himself Ye, what it is that he has said and done with regard to the Jewish community.
Well, Kanye West last played the UK at Glastonbury in 2015. And since then, he's been on quite a journey. And at times, it's been incredibly negative and incredibly damaging journey. We know that he has sort of moved politically. He's been close with Trump. He's moved with far-right figures like Nick Fuentes and Candace Owens. He's criticised black people and saying that sort of slavery went on for too much longer than it should have done, and downplayed the impact of slavery. He's worn things like White Lives Matter t-shirts at the height of the George Floyd Black Lives Matter protests. And then his comments on Jewish people, for which he has a track record now going back several years, talking about wanting to go, quote, DEFCON 3 on all Jewish people, selling merch with swastikas on it, praising Nazi ideology, having a song that came out only last year, of which the chorus was Heil Hitler. And at times he has oscillated between saying this stuff, apologizing when it's impacted his commercial deals with the likes of Adidas and his sort of Yeezy shoes, and then the other times he's doubled down. So the issue is here is that there is a lack of, he came out earlier this year saying that he had neurological damage from a 2002 car crash, and he is bipolar, and he has talked about mental health and had treatment at times. But there's a real concern in the Jewish community, and it seems the British government as well, that this latest apology attempt earlier this year with that ad that he bought in the Wall Street Journal was purely commercially motivated, because he wasn't doing well in terms of his record playings and sales. He's got a new album that's just come out. He's trying to get sort of more corporate deals, so doing these three nights with Wireless. It's all just part of that, and it's words, not actions, to amend what he's done.
Yeah, and Jewish groups within the UK have said that West did not just share controversial opinions, he repeatedly commercialised his vile anti-Semitism. The festival itself, have they given any statement, Vinny, or any indication of why they would have chosen Kanye West as their headline act at a festival? I can't imagine anybody, choosing currently, say, somebody who had such views on Palestinians, anti-Palestinian views, headlining a festival. So have they given any indication why they thought he was a good idea?
Yeah, and just to tell you how extreme, Kanye West went with this, covering the Super Bowl, I think it was 2 years ago, overnight from London for the BBC. And one of the adverts that played was an advert Kanye West had paid around $6 to $7 million to have played during that, you know, biggest sporting event of the year in America. And it was an advert with a link to a website where the only merchandise available on the website was a t-shirt with a swastika on it. You know, so this was something he had really taken to the absolute extremes. With the festival, I mean, I think there was a lot of shock when he was announced, and immediately there was a backlash by some fans. Obviously, he still has some, you know, supporters here in the UK, but the backlash was pretty immediate. And the fact is, you know, this festival, it is run by professionals. These people know how to put on the likes of festivals like Leeds, like Reading. They, on a PR front, you know, if they wanted to do this, they needed to sort of roll the pitch. And they like to keep lineups, you know, close to their hearts. But with someone like Kanye West, you can't just announce that and not have a plan for how you manage it, or, you know, talk about what you're going to do. It wasn't until the past, as I say, sort of 24 hours that they started replying to my emails, you know, telling me stuff like that, you know, Kanye West wanted to sort of meet Jewish people in the UK, to listen to them. But they had a pretty disastrous interview this morning from one of the organizers who basically threw a lot of the corporate partners under the bus who'd pulled out, like Pepsi and Diageo, claiming that they had signed off on it beforehand. And he also seemed to not get the situation with the visa, because when I spoke to a source at the Home Office last week, they said that Kanye West had not even approached them to get a sort of what he needed to do in line in order to perform here in the UK. The organisers claimed this morning that he did have a visa, and now the government is sort of saying, well, no, but he's not coming in because of this sort of, you know, these possible incitements to racial hatred that he might make, and that was against the public good. So it's a bit of a mess for the festival organisers, but these are high, you know, this is a Live Nation. This is a multinational company, well used to putting on these kind of events. It seems really foolhardy of them not to have anticipated this.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Vincent McAvinney there, London-based journalist.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.